The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices, but you will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that the child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish, but I will see you again and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. I think probably this last sentence of the Gospel catches our attention, because we all can say, well, I don't know, that's not always true. I prayed for things and God did not answer. And I prayed in the name of Jesus. What is the purpose of prayer? Is it to tell God what to do? Is it to change the mind of God? I think all of us can say, well, no. But if we're honest, that's really how we pray. That's what our expectation from our prayer is, either to tell God what to do or to change God's mind so he does what we want him to do. And just because we tag at the end, "I pray this in the name of Jesus," does not make it a prayer in the name of Jesus. The purpose of prayer is for us to listen to God. The purpose of prayer is for us to remember that God is our Father and we can go to him with our needs. The purpose of prayer is to remember that God wants what's best for us. And when our prayers are not answered, it's not because God doesn't love us or we did something to offend God or God doesn't care about us or he's busy doing something else or he loves somebody more than he loves us. It's to trust that it is for our best interest, although at that point we may not see it. The purpose of prayer is for us to get to heaven, not about the things of this world. That one day we will be reunited with the Father in heaven for all eternity. The purpose of prayer is to give us hope, although our needs will not be met in this world. But one day, if we remain faithful and trust in our Father, all our needs will be met for all eternity when we are in heaven with God. That's the prayer in the name of Jesus. That's what it means to pray in the name of Jesus, and those prayers will always be answered. Jesus taught us how to pray. Our Father. It starts by reminding us what's our relationship with God. He's our Father. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, not our, thy will be done, not our will be done. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Give us our daily bread. It's okay to pray for our needs. But if those needs were not answered, it's not because God doesn't want us to have a good life. God gave his life on the cross so we can have the best life ever for all eternity in heaven one day. But also God gave us free will. And sometimes our prayer is not answered because the others who are involved in our prayer or in our request have to say yes to God's will in their life, and they're resisting God. Thus, God does not force his will on us. He doesn't force his will on anyone else. So in those cases, we should be praying for those people that they'll be open to God doing God's will, to doing what is right, what is just. Just like when Jesus prayed in the garden, he said, "Your will be done." He didn't pray, "Well, just save me from this because that's what I want." He didn't, stop believing in his father or trusting his father even if that cup did not pass by. He remained faithful till the end, and he was rewarded for his obedience and fidelity to the Father. It's all about trust and obeying God. That's how prayer works. That's the purpose of prayer. It's to change us, not to change God. That's what it means to pray in the name of Jesus.